I'm sorry you feel that way.
Neat! Hello and welcome to Isn't It Neat, a podcast where we talk about things we think are neat. My name is Erin and I'm joined by my sisters Helen.
Hello!
And Caitlin.
Hi.
We had a big adventure yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm tired.
I think I might be just a little bit sunburnt, but like yesterday
we rescued you. Guys, the sun is a perv. It got right down my top and sunburned my boobies.
Like I got a little bit, I think, on the back of my arms, just above of my elbows, but it's less pink today. Like before I went to bed, it was pink and itchy, but today it's gone away mostly.
That's
so
good.
Okay, good. I didn't even know I was sunburned until I was having my shower and I looked down and went, what the heck? Line of redness right down the boob crease.
Yeah, that's why I always get it down my shirt when I
but
do
I
my
did go down my shirt.
Comments.
Maybe it's
so far down, it would have been when the sun
was
coming
hot,
directly down, and for whatever reason, my
but
hat.
You're wearing a hat.
You had a wide brim hat too.
Yeah, but it's it's right down my shirt. Like it's a minimum of 5 centimeters from the edge of my shirt, right
Aww.
Down. I don't
wow.
know how it got in there, but it burned my boobies.
I'm not burnt. I did fine.
Well done.
It
was quite a harsh sunny day.
Yeah, I was concerned. So we went to the Perth Japan Festival.
Yay!
Which is a cultural event held every summer around February or March in Perth since 2013. So the 2024, it was the 10th one, obviously, because there was one missing.
Oh, yeah, COVID.
Yeah. They probably regretted not holding it in February that year because they would have gotten away with it. I guess it was probably scheduled for March.
Yeah,
it's apparently always in March, and March was when everyone went, oh, no.
Yeah,
oh, no.
Yeah.
That's about the time Animal Crossing came out, so yeah.
Yeah. I forgot that that was such a big thing.
Yeah, that was
the And I was time. Like, I wanted to go get it from the store, but then I'd have
but
to arrange
couldn't.
Going out. And I couldn't. By the time I was like, oh. So I just bought it online.
I remember that whole discussion because you were like, I can't go out to get my game. And I was like,
everyone's already playing it. Everyone's got the digital version.
It's like, I just like, because I have to make a trip out of it to go down to the game store. So I was okay, I have to go to Central League that day anyway, so I'll get the game that day. And I couldn't because everything was closed. But I went
probably
and got groceries and toilet paper.
You would have definitely got the plague if they'd been opened.
So the Perth Japan Festival, it's a cultural event to promote friendship between Japan and Perth. It includes Japanese food stalls, small goods, and exhibits of cultural information. And there's a couple of stages, which includes martial arts, music, and pop culture. So it's a cool, it's a neat little festival. That little thing I just read out was on their website. Their official thing.
Does it say on their website what the sister city's name is? Because they announced it twice.
Their website doesn't have much on it. It just talks about the festival. It is, hang on, where is it? Where's my tab? The Australia-Japan Society of Western Australia, Inc. is the society that sort of put it on. But I think the Japan Festival itself is its own entity.
Kagoshima, that's our sister city.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ah, so that's why we had...
The city of Kagoshima Prefecture is the culture center... It is the center of culture, politics, and economy for southern Japan. Picturesque and popular tourist destination, the city is surrounded by mountains on three sides and Kinko Bay on the fourth side. An active volcano, Sakurajima, sits 4 kilometers from the city center and frequently showers his residents with ash.
That's why we had guest artists from Kagoshima. They were the
That's why I was like, they said the name so many times. Why did I not remember it? And on the website that I'm reading,
I'm looking at the I have the program.
Oh yes, of course you do.
Ended up in Helen's
bag. They've got the picture of the really cool drummer lady and those two other artists at the front.
But the website I'm reading this from has a little video on YouTube at Kagoshima with like this cool banner being like, welcome, City of Beth. It's very cute.
Cute, yeah. So the festival was held in the Supreme Court Gardens in Perth, which is just a big, usually a grassy
court.
Area. Yeah. Yeah, it's next to the Supreme Court and there's like a big flat grass area that is not looking too healthy.
The grass is the grass. Sad. It's like, yeah. It's very hot.
It's like it's hot and dry and being blown everywhere. I think it got recently mowed for this and was just sand and dry underneath.
Yeah, so there was a bit of sort of dust and grass bits and sand getting blown around with the breeze, which was mostly pleasant. But it was, we were there in the middle of the day and this, from what I can gather, this is the, this year it ran from 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. to 8 p.m. and this is like the first year or maybe the second year that they've gone into the evening. And I think if we go next year, I think I might prefer to go.
I would like to
in
go
the
in
evening.
The evening.
Yeah.
Because they had like lanterns
and
things
they did
set
like,
up.
And as like the, around the main stage, apparently there was like a dance that
like
everyone got
to
do.
Party. Yeah. We missed out on a bunch of that. So we went right at 11. So we met at about 11 and then wandered over and wandered around the stalls and looked at some cool things, and we got some Rio Tinto fans. Because Rio Tinto was there, of course.
They're
like
they were
everything.
Giving. They just gave us free fans, which was nice.
Yeah, it's swag. Mm-hmm. It's advertising swag.
And I got some pocket lollies, which I found this morning, and I ate them.
Yeah, I found them last night and ate them.
I didn't take any. We watched some little performances on the main stage. So there was a cool lady with cool drums.
Yeah,
we were all just like
one of them had a flute and one of them had a there was the flute and
the
thing
that we're gonna try and get Helen
the guitar-y thing.
Shink something
shamisen or something.
That sounds closer.
Yeah, that sounds Japanese.
Probably means like train.
I used to know the names of these things, but koto is the only word I remember. That's not the right one.
Yeah, and that was cool. And then we saw part of the opening ceremony that was boring, kind of.
Yeah, it was official people
the
doing
mayor
official stuff.
Did a speech.
Official speech.
I could hear, but I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
I was like, it's just Basil talking.
It's like when, you know, you go to the assemblies at school and the principal comes up and does a talk and then other official people do a talk and then all the stuff happens.
And then they wheeled out some kegs of sake.
For the Kraken ceremony.
And smashed them with the hammer.
Smash it with a hammer!
There was a Japanese representative politician type person explaining how to do the job, and he was just this cute little old man cut type.
He was so cool. I liked him. I saw him dancing later when we were waiting for lunch, like they were on the other stage. The cool drum lady was there again. And he was like dancing away in the front. He was so cool.
It gave the vibe that he was there to have a really good time, as opposed to our politicians who are there
this was
to
his vacation.
Tick off the box on their resume that they did this thing.
Yeah, and they like sort of walked around looking official and having photos taken and handshaking and stuff. And
I was at this event.
And then
the Japanese man's just, this is my vacation. This is fun for me. It's one thing, publicity thing I have to do is just this fun thing
like
I get to do.
He's like,
and then I have to go back to work.
Like about, is a Japanese fellow where it's like our guys were like, it's a photo opportunity. Got to look good. And they didn't. We don't respect our politicians. At least not these ones.
I don't even know who they were. I'm like, there was Basil and the guy that looked like Basil.
No,
that's the mayor.
So this is a bunch of guys in suits that probably are politicians.
Official types.
Official types. So we saw that, and then we saw my friend's mum and her band perform.
That was really cute. That was like, what did I call it? It was like a kids' music, but like also country music at the same time. Like it was just really cute, but also
it was catchy. And I was like, I feel like I need to sing along, but
Don't know the words.
The words are all Japanese, and I like can't pick them up. Like,
but if you knew Japanese,
yeah,
yeah, the band was cool, and they had to. They were late because the opening ceremony took a little bit of time, but then they had to like clean up all the sake
spilled on the stage, everywhere. And then they had to like put all the plugs in for big all the splash. Equipment again. So like the presenter fellow,
and that
make
was
sure the microphones
time.
Worked and do the sound. Yeah, it's working. It's working.
And the presenter fellow vamped really well. Yeah,
yeah. The MC had to vamp, so he's like going around and talking to each of the band members like one by one. He was pretty good. He was fun. Trixie, if you're gonna be in here, you got to be
quiet. You're either in the podcast or you're not.
Yes, and then I feel like we made a bit of a rookie mistake because I was very much like I want. Food truck food.
I presented this option to you about four times, and each time you said, nope, food truck food. Yeah. And I went, okay,
we're food truck food.
This, if we do this again, we're not doing that plan.
No,
yeah,
no.
We'll get food truck snacks and proper food at a restaurant.
So we did get some snacks. I got taiyaki.
Yeah, taiyaki, but it was French bulldog shape.
Yeah, a French bulldog taiyaki.
Yeah.
With chocolate and banana.
Which one did you end up getting again?
It was delicious.
With chocolate and banana. I had a chicken and corn one, which was quite tasty.
It's like,
and it came out hot and it nearly died when she was trying to put it into the thing. So it was like already leaking. And
I forgot to go back to get a fish one.
That's okay. You were pretty chockers because you tried.
Which is the rice. Stuff.
The mochi.
Mochi,
mochi.
Still fried and
it was just like sugared mochi.
Yeah.
It's
like.
It's quite nice.
I'm going to try the coloured ones next time.
Yeah. Maybe just eat them. We can fill up a mochi. It's rice.
Yeah, taiyaki and mochi.
Taiyaki and mochi, that's all you need.
Yeah.
I wanted okonomiyaki. And then by the time we were like, okay, it's lunchtime. Bit after 1 o'clock, we lined up and their lines were long everywhere because it was like obviously lunchtime. And it took us like 10 minutes to get to the head of the line. And then we ordered and she's like, it's going to be 20 minutes. And we're kind of like, well, we've been waiting 10 minutes already.
And it's going to take 20 minutes at least to join another line.
And so we're like, fine.
So
but
we're committed.
It was in direct sunlight. So there was quite a lot of space. So there was a ring of vendors around the outside of the park. And then there were stages. No, one stage was on the edge, but like the covered pavilion to watch from the stage was in the middle. And then there were a couple of more stages and like a little food court area where you could sit and eat your food that was covered under a pavilion. And they all had like bamboo hold up poles. I don't know what you call them.
Yeah.
Poles that hold up the pavilion. They were all like bamboo. So it looks Japanese.
Like all those ramen stores that you see in the anime. They've got those little poles and things.
But there was quite a lot of space between the like things in the middle and the things on the outside, which was good because the crowds weren't chockers. Like you had space
they
to move.
Chockers.
You had to maneuver around people, but you weren't like stuck anywhere.
Yeah, and you had the people who were like, I want to look at what is in this stall or in this food truck and then I want to go look at the next one. Oh, there's a lot of people. I'm just going to push my way through the people who are
And we were always
which was
always in front of us. Like, they're like, oh, and it was like, they're following us down. Like,
And it's like there wasn't that many people behind us or they did. I had to work an extra 5 steps. Oh, my goodness. But like, and like, so that, coupled with the direct sunlight and the heat kind of started getting to me.
Yeah, and so we're,
I can't deal with
that. And
well
I was standing because we were waiting. Well, I was waiting. I was like, you can go find Helen because Helen went to get fried rice.
Yeah, you sent me off to go
stuff.
Get Helen and I went over and she was still in her line.
Closer to the front.
Then she ordered. But there was this shady bit right
We were
near,
next to the stage and there was this, for the martial arts
the
and
kung
the kung fu.
No, martial arts, not kung fu. And so we watched a bit of that demonstration and then her food was ready and we came over to find
I'm still waiting. And I was standing in the sun. I was like trying to, I could especially feel the sun on the back of my legs. And I was like, please don't burn.
Yeah.
Please don't burn. Like it was, and there was a breeze, but it wasn't refreshing. It was kind of gusty.
No.
And so you just felt like you were right in the sun. And our 20 minute wait for food turned into more like 35, 40 minutes. Like it just, took ages.
took ages.
And by the time we got it, like, we'd had it, it was like we've been standing in this direct sun for like a good hour.
Yeah, we had to...
When you're walking around and doing stuff and you're kind of in direct sun, it's like not so bad, but just literally just standing in one spot.
Because also you can move in and out of the direct sun and not be in such a bad state. But if you're stuck in direct sun, you're not moving. There's no real chance of getting into some shade or some breeze. It doesn't matter what you do. You're just going to like slowly wilt. Mm. And like there are a lot of Japanese restaurants and food places in
so many
nowadays. So we could have
although
left the festival, gone and had a sit down meal, still in the like vibe of the
Japan
festival, and then come back.
It would have been
Which I think next year
or
we'll
even
do
go
that.
In the evening when it's a bit cooler, and like because it was the middle of the day, the sun was coming straight down, and we were just waiting until. You're right there, Trixie. We're just waiting until the sun was going behind the buildings, like the big buildings. Like it probably wouldn't have been long. Yeah. I reckon another half hour to an hour.
Yeah, if we'd come at 3, the first little bit we would have been in the shade anyway.
And already near the entrance where you guys ended up waiting when I was waiting for the food.
Mm. Yeah,
that
we moved
was really
to the shade.
Shady.
And it was
already,
so nice just stepping into the shade.
Yeah. Because that was tree shade.
Like once
too.
I cooled down. Yeah. Once I'd cooled down, I came and like swapped with you. So you could cool down a bit.
Yeah. And then.
But that, the wait
was. And by the time we were eating, like, and the food wasn't even that great. Like, it was average. Yeah.
It was
all right. Fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like if it had come out in 20 minutes, I would have not really had much to complain about because it was busy, but because it took so long and we were so hot, it was like...
Yeah, it basically took all of our strength reserves and we just ate it and it was And so when I think about it, it's like we didn't really do much. And then there are some photos on the Facebook page, of like the festival's Facebook page, of like the... What's the drumming called? I just like Japanese drums, I think.
Helen, you're the one who knows the most.
I knew it for a while ago because it was in one of the
taiko?
Movies.
Taiko on.
Taiko. Yeah.
Taiko.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, where they do like the drum dancing. It's very cool. And there was something where like there was some dance going on, and there you could see a ring of people all the way around the stage. Dancing along, and I was like, "Oh my god, a dance party! Like that was so cool."
But yeah, that's a festival thing. Like it's simple steps, but everyone does it together, and you just go around.
Saint
and you can see that the sun, like it's all in the shade by then.
Yeah.
Well, then that's happening.
They wouldn't have organized it for during the direct sun.
Yeah,
summer,
and
like,
even
everyone would have just melted.
Like there were multiple stages, and the one that was behind us when we were waiting for the food was in sunlight. There was no shade over that one. And they only just started using it while we were waiting, and they were using the side that was shaded by the backdrop.
Yeah, the
like there was
big,
like a
big
backdrop
square
in the middle.
Thing full
yeah, in the like a tower in the middle, like a scaffolding tower in the middle, and the stage was around it. And they just used that one side. But obviously as the sun dropped behind the buildings, like the city skyscrapers and stuff, there would have suddenly been like everything in shade.
Yeah.
So they probably used a whole lot more. And so more would have gone on. And there were like lanterns and stuff strung up above that stage as well.
Yeah.
I think like if we go next year, and it was really cool. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Like what I saw, all the interesting stuff. We go in the evening and do a little bit more, like watch a little bit more and get more involved in the entertainment stuff.
Yeah.
That was cool. I liked what we saw though.
We went in, and the first thing that we stopped at was
fishing thing.
Fishing
game.
The Japanese festivals, like in actual Japan, they have their little goldfish game. It's for little kids mostly. So they get these like very thin little like the scoops that are easy to break.
Paper scoops.
And you get there and you scoop out the goldfish and the kids take the goldfish home as pets.
Wow, that's cute.
And yeah, it's like, I think there's a whole, I think there's prizes to do with it as well, but yeah, like what we did. And then we did the little rotating lottery. They usually do that at like shopping centers. They're like things that they do and you rotate.
The balls come out, yes.
And so if you get the gold ball, you get the big prize, but we got little prizes.
Yeah. We got, so the game was we had to scoop bouncy balls out of a kiddie pool.
I've got your bouncy balls.
Yeah, I know. And the, so you like, you could keep, I think, three of what you scooped.
Yeah.
And then you got two chances to spin the lottery. And Helen got two fourth places. So she got pencils and some stickers.
Yeah. I got the pencils because they're Disney Princess pencils. And I got them now. They're really skinny.
Yeah. Yeah. And I got a fourth and a second. So I got some stickers and then
fancy stickers.
I don't know, a fancy sticker kit with like
Spy Family stickers. It's like
Spy Family. Yeah, yeah, but it's I think it might be like a little diorama.
Yeah, probably something.
Yeah,
sitting on my.
It was very exciting.
You can set it. You can look at it when you come on Easter.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Is it all in my bag
now? Is it?
I have it now.
Helen had a bag.
So Helen had a bag, and all I had was pockets.
I should have bought my bigger one.
Yeah, did you empty your rubbish pocket?
Helen carried all the prizes. Yeah, I did empty my rubbish pocket. When I got home, Oscar jumped up to say hello, and I got lots of cuddles and kisses. And then he was like, hang on a second, what's in here?
Secret-y treats.
So we had to empty it.
Yeah, we saw lots of things.
Went to the stores, went to Mrs. Sophie's mum's store.
Yeah, my friend.
Yeah.
My friend's mum has a store.
She had some, like, quite a lot of, like,
cute
really
little
interesting
things. Yeah.
It was always,
she's made.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny because I was like, we were at the fishy pond thing and I was waiting for you guys and I was messaging Sophie and I was like, where are you? Where's your stall? And she wasn't there yet. I thought she'd be there at the start. Mm-hmm. She's like, I don't know. We're on our way. And I was like, oh, okay. And then we took like two steps and there they were.
Like,
oh,
right
next door to the one I was at. Of course it was. Yeah. And there was cool, like, there was cool cosplay stalls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it was a good mix. It wasn't just like cosplay and like anime and like people being weebs. It was like there would be a stall with like your cosplay and your Pokemons and things like that. And then there would be one immediately next to it, which would be like jewelry.
And handcrafts. That someone had stuff made.
Or like handcrafts. Like the folded, what are they called? The paper cranes.
Origami.
But in glass.
The origami, yeah.
Yeah,
and then
like
the next one would be like actual clothing, like the kimonos and the happy jackets and things like that.
And there were cheap ones, like costume ones, and then there were like actual secondhand.
And there was
kimonos.
A little place in the middle where they did the proper fitting, which I forgot to look at.
Yeah. So if you bought one, they would like show you how to put it on and like make sure you're wearing it properly. Like there were a lot of people walking around and I was like, oh, you've like bought that on the internet and like you've got it as close as like you can, but like
there's a technique to it. Yeah.
It's gaping open in the front and it shouldn't do that. Yeah. Like things like that. But like they all looked really good and everyone was really happy.
Mm.
And like we met the Rio Tinto people.
Yeah, we walked past Rio Tinto, which was there.
They're like, we sell stuff to Japan and Japan sells stuff to us.
I was like, what are you guys like doing at
this
festival?
We're Rio Tinto, we're everywhere.
Yeah.
We're a mining stage.
We've got rocks. Yeah, and they have rocks on display.
Yeah, so we stole some pocket lollies and
accepted
the gift of fan.
Yeah.
We didn't have to buy
And then there was like quite a few kids' activities. And
So there was a parent and child sushi making class that you could register for. You had to pay for it. Then like make that. But then there was also a tea ceremony that you could do as well. That we didn't do because it didn't look that inviting under a pavilion half in the sun.
Because it was in the middle. half in the sun. It looked like you waited for a little while, and the way it was set up, there was no chance of a cross breeze.
Yeah, and there's a lot of noise around and stuff. I was like, I want to do a Japanese tea ceremony. Like, it's something I want to do.
It's supposed to be a tranquil thing. So.
Yeah, I wanted to do it in Japan. Like, I want to do it kind of properly for tourists.
Yeah, properly for tourists. Like, properly I want to pay. Tourists.
It's like, I feel like I'm so scared
for them to
that
present
I'm
it to me. Yeah, rather
I guess,
than.
Yeah. They don't want
to
be disrespectful.
So that when I do faux pas, they know exactly that it's like, oh, this is a tourist. Give them a pass.
Yeah.
But there was also like, not like a game, like it's like a passport thing where like there was a list of activities that the kids could do and they had to like go to each one and they'd get like a sticker or
like
something.
Oh, yeah. Hunt
yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I thought was really cute. Yeah. I was like, that's adorable. Keep the kids busy, and then so like there'll be a row of stalls, and then there'll be like some food trucks, and there'll be a stage, and then more stalls, and then like where all the really sunny bits where there's absolutely no chance of shade was all food trucks.
Yeah.
So that was kind of smart.
Yeah. Yeah, and there was a variety of different foods as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was like a little, I think it was like a fundraiser stall. I couldn't quite work out what it was because I had a sign at the front saying that like everything inside had been donated by like a supermarket or something in Japan.
Yeah, and didn't you buy something?
All the proceeds. Yeah, all the proceeds go to something, and I couldn't work out what that was. But then I got distracted by the really sweet lady because Helen saw keychain.
Oh yeah, she got.
I got a lucky, lucky cow.
Yeah, she's gonna go get it.
Cow.
So Helen saw the keychain.
She's gonna go and get it.
The gorgeous lady was just excited to tell us what it was. It was a lucky cow.
She didn't speak English very well.
Yeah, she was practicing so well. And because we were getting
like,
excited,
cow,
she
cow.
Was getting excited. And I bought peach juice in a can, which I am now entirely too fascinated by.
Yeah.
I can't get it in Perth. I've Googled.
Not at the Asian shops?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You'd probably find it somewhere, but it's not listed online. You're like,
oh, yeah, absolutely. But that's not how I work. Yeah. I'm not making a trip that isn't going to
just
like,
in case.
Result in.
You can find other interesting things.
Oh, yeah. I'll be somewhere else getting something.
And you'll be like, oh, my God,
it does exist. And then I'll see it and I'll be like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It'll be like 3 years from now and I'll be so excited and I'll tell you, God. And you'll be like, what? And I'll be like, this is just like when I tell you about how the Darling Ranges are right behind my house and you forget every time.
Yeah. Are they still on fire?
No, they got that fire out relatively early yesterday morning.
Oh, that's good. Good news.
That's obviously a watch and wait situation.
Yeah, excellent.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Lots of wind, lots of dry, no fires, please. Thank you.
That was the stall. No, it was next to. So, because it was St. John's Ambulance, and then there was whatever the stall.
Barking Gecko.
Oh, yeah, Barking Gecko.
And that's where we got our sunscreen.
That sunscreen, yeah.
Yeah, and we found out that Helen hadn't put sunscreen on that
day.
Yeah,
and we're like, oh, my God.
They don't go outside often enough to remember.
I know.
The last couple of times I went outside, it was cold.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that there's no sun danger, Helen.
You did pretty good considering that, because that was probably about an hour we were wandering around.
Yeah, Helen is lucky though. She has the slightly olivey tan skin versus the white freckly skin that Erin and I have.
But
so she does get away with a little bit more in terms of sunburn.
But it was
potential.
She's so pale that she does like reflect.
Yeah,
she's like
but that's just because she hasn't been out in the sun for a long time. Yeah,
yeah, So we got little free sunscreen samples and put that on, and like I did reapply. Which I'm glad I did.
Because I was just starting to feel like, oh, I feel like I'm burning. So that was a good find.
Yeah. I was walking around thinking, I feel like I'm burning, but I know I've got sunscreen on and I feel a bit anxious about it. And then seeing the sunscreen there was like, oh, my goodness, thank goodness. Yeah, let's put some more on.
And it's quite a smart little sunscreen thing because it like clips onto a carabiner.
Yeah.
So like, it could be on your backpack.
Yes.
So now it's with Erin's backpack.
Yeah.
So when she goes out for Pokemans. She's got the
I've got my sunscreen.
And
you got your lucky cow.
It's got a little pink tag that's got I think kanji all over it. I don't know what it says.
Yeah, find out what it says. Yeah,
I don't know.
This is your quest.
But anyway, I've got a lucky cow, so I'm lucky now.
Yeah, and it's cute. It's got a little bubbly head.
It's cute. It's got a little bubble
head. Little bell.
Keychain. Yeah. Yeah, that was fun. And then we were at the ice cream, and then we were back at the start. And there was a samurai at the door.
Oh yeah, the red samurai.
Yeah, red samurai. Mm-hmm. He was cool.
And he bowed and gave a pamphlet and gave the program to people. And then it's like everyone wanted a pamphlet from the samurai, so they ignored all the like of five course. Other people that are getting.
We don't want the volunteers' pamphlets. We want the samurai pamphlets.
Everyone was like, yeah. So, and then so we went around once and we got like bits and pieces on the way, and then we went and watched some of the entertainments, and then we lined up forever for lunch.
We lined up for ice cream first, and then we lined up for lunch.
Yeah, it was good that we lined up for ice cream, because that gave us like a 15-minute window before we became too hot to exist.
Yeah.
Whilst waiting for...
And waited forever for food. And then by then we'd had it. And you guys went home and got slushies.
We went home slowly because Helen worked it out. She looked at the app.
Yeah, my bus time.
10 minutes for the bus or an hour for the bus? And I was like...
An hour for the bus.
It's going to be an hour. So we very slowly wandered up the hill, and then we... got a slushie and we had a little sit, and then we went through David Jones and got terribly lost because I forgot that
it's on different levels.
The signs that go up a floor to get onto the other level. And I was like, oh, okay, so it's the other way around than what I thought. But it wasn't. The sign lied. We had to go down.
Yeah.
So we ended up going back to the floor that we'd originally started on, going across and out and through JB Hi-Fi to get down.
Okay.
And I got shocked because apparently all video games nowadays start at like $40.
Hmm.
So I was shooked, and I'm like, I'm an old people now. Yeah. I'm like, how much could a game cost? $10?
Too expensive. It's too expensive.
So expensive.
So we had a pretty good day at the Japan Festival. I think it was fun, and it's an event well worth going to.
I should have bought a parasol. I mean, when I first looked at it, I went, $45. But it would have been good.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people whilst we were waiting for food that I noticed, like, suddenly there were more and more, like, umbrellas and parasols, like, floating around.
It was actually a beautiful day, like, in terms of weather.
It was just like 30 degrees.
It was, yeah.
The sun is quite harsh, and if you can't get out of the
direct sunlight. That was the thing, that was in direct sunlight. But in the shade, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
And I think, if we go next year, a bit later, like if we get there about 4, it should all be in shade. And
Because by the time we do the first lap, it'll be at least 5. So,
yeah. Like, and we can just get snacks. And if we want food, we can go into the city and go to a proper Japanese place for food. Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, so that was our big adventure to the Perth Japan Festival. Do you have a Japan Festival in your city? Have you ever been to it? Is it hot like ours? You can tell us all about it. Find us on Blue Sky, Instagram, Twitter, and Threads, or Discord. Or you could email us. All the links are in the show notes to this episode. We'd also really appreciate it if you would leave a rating or review on your podcast platform of choice, or even just tell a friend about us. Thanks for listening. Now go and enjoy something you think is neat.
Banzai! It's hooray!
Banzai!
Banzai!